Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office.
It's September 7th, 2011. The events of September 11th, 2001, led to profound changes in government, including the creation of the Department of Homeland Security in 2003. 10 years after 9/11, a group led by Kathleen Barrick, Managing Director of GAO's Homeland Security and Justice Team, has reviewed the Department of Homeland Security's progress in confronting security threats facing our nation. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Kathleen to learn more.
The ramping up of a large agency like DHS is obviously quite an undertaking. Can you talk about some of the biggest achievements the agency has made in the last 8 years?
Sure. Well, if you look at DHS since its creation in March of 2003, they really have made a lot of important progress across its range of missions and also in the management of the department. On the people side, they've had to hire, train, and deploy workforces across most of its missions, or if the missions were already existing, enhancing those workforces. One example is in the aviation security area. If you remember, TSA, after it was created, had to hire and deploy over 50,000 federal screeners to man commercial aviation security across the aviation sector. They've also made important progress in setting up operational and strategic plans. And on the technology side, again, progress across its range of missions and deploying technologies at the border security area and aviation security, immigration, and other programs. So, yeah, they definitely have made a lot of progress. I think what makes their progress even more noteworthy is the fact that they've had to do this while creating a very large federal department, combining 22 disparate agencies, and while at the same time having such a critical mission as securing the United States.
You touched on some of the challenges that DHS is facing. Can you talk about a few of these gaps that DHS has yet to address?
Sure. In each of the areas I just mentioned, unfortunately, there are gaps in DHS's operations. Most of these DHS is working to address. However, they're difficult problems, and it's going to take time and attention to get over them. One area, for example, is cybersecurity. Cybersecurity is so important and so critical given the threats that face our computer networks, and also because of the fact that stakeholders that own this infrastructure are so diffuse. Another area is border security, which most people can relate to and you hear about on the news. In that area, although DHS has made a lot of progress, DHS still hasn't been able to field a system that tracks foreign nationals' exit from the United States. And the reason that's important is, you know, having information on who's entering and exiting the country is really fundamental to knowing the security posture. Another example is an emergency preparedness and response. Although FEMA has been trying to do this, they haven't been able to develop a system where they can assess how prepared states and localities are in responding to a disaster. So those are just a few examples of key areas in DHS's operations where more work remains.
For taxpayers interested in the progress America has made in securing the homeland in the 10 years since 9/11, what's the bottom line of this report?
I think the bottom line is you really have to look at DHS along a continuum of progress, right? We're 8 years into its development, so I think we need to look at this from the standpoint, are they where they should be 8 years into its development? And I think the answer to that is they are, generally speaking. We've reported across work that we've done in a lot of different sectors across government that for a transformation and merger as large as DHS, it could take years to fully achieve that. And I think that's where DHS is. They're maturing. They haven't yet reached their full potential, but they're moving along that continuum. I would say, though, that the themes that we talk about, you know, the coordinating with stakeholders, leading the Homeland Security Enterprise, program planning and performance measurement, and also strengthening the management functions of the department are very, very important. And I think if they aren't addressed and that DHS doesn't put the focus that they need to put on those, then, you know, 2 or 3 years down the road, then I may have a different response to that question.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.